At the urging of Ward 1 Counts Sandra Hollingsworth and Paul Christian, City Council has agreed to look into a light pollution bylaw for Sault Ste. Marie. As defined by the International Dark Sky Association, light pollution refers to any inappropriate or excessive use of artificial light, which affects humans, wildlife, and the climate, the councillors said in a resolution approved on Monday night. Light pollution can be in the form of glare, sky glow, light trespass or clutter, the councillors said. Like excessive noise, light pollution can have a negative impact on a residential area. We had a number of constituents in our ward that try to sleep after 11, after midnight, Hollingsworth said. They had blinding lights from sources, I'm not mentioning any particular sources, glaring light into their windows, even though they put up blinds, even though they try to work with their neighbors. They can't sleep and it's impacting families. City staff will now review existing light pollution bylaws from other municipalities and come back to council with suggestions on how to implement and enforce such a measure in the Sault. Other news from Monday's City Council meeting. Five areas in the new Twin Pad Arena under construction on Goulet Avenue will be offered to commercial tenants. A $500,000 contract was awarded to Spectrum Telecom Group Limited of Sault Ste. Marie to replace Fire Service's analog two-way radio communication system with encrypted digital radios. Mayor Provenzano announced the retirement of Don Elliott, the city's director of engineering. Elliott was praised for his integrity and competence. Council approved increasing the budget on renovations at the Ronald A. Irwin Civic Center to $2.7 million, up from the original allocation of $1.8 million. Commercial Truck Equipment Company of Woodstock, ANT, received a $178,463 contract to provide an aerial lift truck for fire services. MGP Inc. will be paid $159,500 to provide architectural and engineering services for the relocation of the Mill Market to the new downtown plaza location.